listening to Real World News.
Jorge Stanley of the Kuna people from Panama talks about the FAO negotiations. The representative of indigenous peoples of the Americas said in Tuesday's demonstration outside the FAO headquarters that after 519 years since European colonization in America, the communities are still unprotected in the right to land. Flags of La Villa Campesina, the International Planning Committee for Food Sovereignty, and messages on land grabbing and peasant agriculture as the real alternative to the global food crisis decorated the Circo Massimo in Rome outside the FAO's headquarters. A demonstration gathered delegates of Panama, Canada, India, Sudan, and Senegal, who spoke with the media about their motivation to participate in the final talks around the guidelines on land tenure and the use of other natural resources that are taking place in Rome. Jorge Manny Stanley emphasized that the leaders and communities are persecuted by agribusiness corporations without there being any protection from the state. For this reason, we are here at the FAO discussing with governments so that they recognize the indigenous peoples' and peasants' rights to our own forms of development, of government, and our self-determination. As this regards, he said, many of the projects promoted by corporations in rural lands do not have the free and informed consent of the native communities.
You are listening to Real World News.